on a Monday morning. It's 7:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and now we're going to chat with Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
How are you? I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to talk about today.
I'm tired.
Yes, I would think so.
I'm very, very tired.
And so is everybody here.
Yeah, there's something about that. I don't know. Something in the air this morning. What was it? Yeah, no, I'm tired because I saw 6 Fringe shows yesterday. However, I don't know. We'll get to those maybe a little bit later because I want to talk about 2 shows that I saw 2 weeks ago, but then everything got jam-packed up. We had Tyson in here. We had this, that, the other thing, and they just sort of slipped through the cracks, and that's not good because they were some pretty good stuff. And yeah, first off, there's a spot, Zephyr, which is on Amherst. It's not quite across the street from headquarters on Amherst, but it's on the other side of the street and just up the block a little bit. It's at 2112 Amherst. And it's a nice little art space boutique in front of the market that they have there. Very nicely done. And they had this thing by this guy, Eric Godet. And yes, you should get out your pens and papers. I'm going to start whacking out and a whole bunch of URLs and other stuff that if you write them down, then you'll be much happier. It's ericgodin.com. I almost went .com because Eric Godin is a French name. He's obviously a French person, probably from here. Don't know much details about him. However, the show was, because the show is no longer there. There is a new show there. But the show was, he had taken a bunch of newspapers, Le Devoir, La Presse, the Globe and Mail, stuff like that, and then drawn on them after riffing off of the headlines. And so it would be the sort of thing where if it had a headline that says stock market crashes or something like that, you'd have a picture of this businessman feeling all sad and down and weepy-eyed and so on and so forth. He's got, the style is very cartoony. It's, I don't know, since I haven't played Monopoly in a very long time, if the drawings on Chance and Community Chest are the same as they were when I was a child. And when I was a child, I know they hadn't been changed since the 30s, but they're Mr. Money, Moneybags, I think his Moneybags was his name, or Uncle. You got it exactly. That's the website. And Liz has just turned around the monitor so that I can see it. Yeah, she really did. And yes, Eric Godin has his pictures up on his website, which is ericgodin.com. Anyhow, enough of the tangential reference to Monopoly. If you go look at the website, you can get an idea of the style. But if you don't have access to your computer, it is very sort of round-feeling, cartoony stuff. The one thing that I was disappointed with, I don't know if I'd say disappointed, but the one thing that I would have preferred to be a little bit more challenged by his drawings, it's the sort of thing where he went for the one joke, one trick pony, sort of hits you upside the head as quickly as possible, make it obvious, make it self-evident, let's not beat around the bush here anyhow. And with a topic like that, it's the sort of thing where you could riff off of the idea of reading newspapers and how people don't read newspapers and so on and so forth. The one thing that I would prefer, and maybe next time when I see his work he will have done something like that, is to just sort of push it a little bit further so that it causes you to at least maybe not to scratch your head and wonder, just maybe furrow your brow or something like that. The second show that I want to talk to, and yes, let's remind everybody, it's called Zephyr is the Gallery. They have ongoing shows. There's a new show there now as of tomorrow, actually. I think it's the 16th is when it starts. I don't know who or what it is. It's at 2112 Amherst. You can remember it because everybody out there I know is a big fan of Rush. And ericgodin.com or ericgodin.com is the website for the artist who I particularly enjoyed at Zephyr. But now, on to the second show, which is The Long Haul, which is at on Beaumont, which is above the tracks. It's a long haul to get to the Long Haul, and there the one thing that they have lots of fun with is that sometimes it's spelt Hall with a U, sometimes it's spelt Hall with 2 L's. Never know there. They've actually, despite the fact that they're both out-of-towners who have started and run it, it's Vanessa Yano and John Tinholt who have run it for, I don't know, something like 7, 8, 15, 35 years, a gazillion and a half decades or something like that. The name of it in French is Le Corridor, which is the corridor, and that is actually a reference to what happened in 1976 with Jean Drapeau, and where the Olympics, and they had this sort of public idea of art, and then Jean Drapeau didn't like the art at all, and so at which point he went around and actually destroyed it, and there was a big brouhaha, but anyhow, it's the sort of thing. This place is the long haul, sometimes with a U, sometimes with two L's, and 2 weeks ago, back at the end of May, beginning of June, they had this show, Gauche, which is where they do their open studios, because the long haul, yeah, let me step back a little bit. It's a long haul. There are, I don't know, probably about 15 or 20 different studios that are off the hall, and John and Vanessa have the really kick-ass, most amazing studios you've ever seen around. And then everybody else has other studios. It makes for a very nice collective. They have a very warm and inviting and welcoming vibe about it. Everybody talks to each other. Nobody fights or stabs people in the back or does anything nasty whatsoever. And once or twice a year, they have an open house slash show, so as to get everybody to sort of see what's happening. And if I remember correctly, they do it in alphabetic order, which then means that this is obviously, they've been around for 8 years, because G is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And this is, the show is called Gauche. And no, seventh, F-E-F-G, no, only seven. Sorry, I can't add this early in the morning.
So just to verify, the name is then?
The name of the space is The Long Haul. The show was called Gauche. Okay. And G is only the seventh letter of the alphabet.
Okay, I
somehow stuck in an extra letter in there. I don't know. But yes, there. And this one was all based. Let me try getting these words out of my mouth in some sort of comprehensible fashion. And yes, it was the sort of thing where it was based on various ideas of Gauche, either left, taking advantage of the fact that everybody is bilingual or should be bilingual here, or Gauche as in the American, or not the American, the English version, of being a little bit awkward, a little bit out of style, a little bit off-center, and so on. It was very nicely done. If you want to find out more about them, they have the long and involved URL. It is thelonghallmontreal.blogspot.com, and it is T-H-E, the long, L-O-N-G, hall, H-A-U-L, Montreal, which everybody knows how to spell. So yes, sometimes, as I said, they spell it with a U. Sometimes other people spell it with two L's. Mm. And it's a place well worth keeping an eye out for. Apologies again to everybody for taking my sweet time to tell you about these shows just in time so that you can't see them. Shucks. However, I do have one thing to tell you that is upcoming. I have an extremely good and close friend, Jean-François Lacombe, who is having, as he puts it, an installation interactive that's happening on the 27th of June, which is just next Saturday or so, something like that. And it's called Kortchen Fuki. And you can go to kortchenfuki.com, which is KortchenFoki.com. And you can figure it out. It's happening at Articule, which is on 262 Fairmont West. And once again, I will tell everybody that he is an extremely good and very close friend of mine. So anything and everything I say about his art is extremely and heavily biased. In other words, it is the most kick-ass stuff you have ever seen in your life. It will absolutely change the way you live. It will cause you to rethink absolutely everything in the entire universe, and it will answer any and all questions you have ever had. And on top of it, it even does the dishes for you.
That's pretty extraordinary, I have to say. And I love hearing that, actually, whenever someone says that they're incredibly biased about a certain artist. But it's because it represents also the fact that this artist has some sort of... he was able to get some sort of reaction out of you that is lingering still and lasts for a lifetime.
He's a real good friend.
That too. But anyway, but Articule is a great... a very great artist friend center, and we've covered a few events there recently, and they are celebrating their 30th anniversary, I believe, this year.
Yes, everybody's getting old these days.
We'll be catching up with them too, actually, the folks from Articule, for sure.
And so then I heard you'd gone to see some stuff at the Fringe, which we can now get explain why everybody's so tired this morning.
Well, however, it's 7:57 right now, so
just tell me what you saw. Rattle off some titles.
You know what? I'll have to say this in the second hour. I'll have to save it for the second hour, Zeke.
I just want to know the titles.
Well, there is two. There is the Security Week with Dom Pompeo Live, which is going to be ongoing all week long, of course, at the Portuguese Association venue. And I know that's the one right on St. Herbin and Rachel Street. And then the other one I went to was at Mainline Theater, and that was the Dracula one, Dracula in the Time of Climate Change, which is really funny. They're both really great, and I can elaborate on how they are and the performers in it.
All I wanted was titles.
Yes, those are the two titles of the two shows I've seen so far.
Because I saw Assiduity, Dancing in My Own Birthday Suit, Toys, Congestion Arterielle à l'Index, A Line in the Sand, and Cocktails.
Ah, so then that means I could still go see Giving Birth to a Squid then.
You got it. I haven't seen it at all.
Apparently, well, they were mentioning this at the show, one of the shows that they said, be sure to check out this show.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what
that's what's awesome about The Fringe, is that they always plug each other's show. Yeah,
exactly, which is very, very nice. It's unlike a whole lot of other art scenes and so on that I've seen and heard about in town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We can maybe perhaps talk a little bit about that in a second hour of our show.
That too, or it's for all the ones that I saw. I can listen to me on Movement Museum, which is why I went to go see all the dance shows.
Oh, I see.
I think we might be getting a posse of 20 in here on Thursday.
Well, that sounds really excellent.
So should we let Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman have the airwaves?
It's 7:59.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to cue up our little intro to Democracy Now!
Would you like me to just blather on like an idiot while you're doing that?
No.
I can do that.
That's quite okay. Our listeners don't need to listen to that anymore they have to.
Can I say something?
Sabrina wants to say something.
Go walk.
I don't know. I just felt like stepping in the middle. I have not been to the Fringe. Can someone tell me when that ends? I always miss it.
Next weekend. You have until Sunday the 21st.
And that's why I want to mention it, because it's important to mention the fact that it always sneaks up on me. I'm like, what? It's already Fringe? Darn it. I keep on forgetting when it's going
to
happen.
I just like the fact that
that's why I want to mention it now. So those who are not aware and who've been in a cave somewhere, you know, Fringe is now. So check it out. It's all sorts of times during the day, and we're going to mention more about those times as well in the second hour of the show. So I'm going to dedicate a little bit of time to the Fringe. Got to do it.
Zeke, you're going to say something.
I thought she was going to click on Democracy Now! Now.
But you're going to say something.
Oh, I was okay. If you want, no, it's the first time that I've ever been to the Fringe.
Really?
Yes. What?
Uh-huh. No, they used the gallery as a volunteer headquarters 7 years ago, 6 years ago, something like
Zeke
that.
Zeke is so going to have a talk now.
Okay.
Hey, that's okay. I always forget what time of the year it is. Oh, I missed the Fringe. Oh, I missed this. Oh, you know.
But you know what? That's why I'm saying it now. Don't miss the Fringe, because it's happening now. So let's stay tuned now for Democracy Now! And we're going to talk more about the Fringe second hour.